Party line friends, if you're a person over 50 years of age, I'll wager that you've often said to yourself,
I wonder if there's anything wrong with me. Am I getting old quickly? Why do I always seem to feel so tired out early in the day?
Frequently such a feeling may be nothing more serious than faulty inner workings, a condition of accumulated wastes that may be dragging down your energy. If you are feeling that way, the thing to do is take the highly effective medicine that has helped so many people just like you. Take a spoonful or two of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin combined with Laxative Center Compound tonight. This is all we ask, that you try Syrup Pepsin tonight. See if you don't feel refreshed, more energetic, more like yourself tomorrow. See if you don't agree with me that Syrup Pepsin is milder, that it helps so gently it actually seems to encourage nature herself to get back to work. So let Syrup Pepsin help you to smile again. Won't you try Syrup Pepsin at our risk? Get a bottle of Syrup Pepsin at your druggist today. Try it in any way that you wish. And if you don't find it to be one of the finest laxatives that you've ever tried, your druggist will refund every cent you paid for it. Now, that's fair enough, isn't it? Remember, too, that if you hurry, you can still get one of the famous Sarah and Aggie aprons. All you do is show that you're a Syrup Pepsin user by sending a Syrup Pepsin carton top. With your top, also enclose 10 cents to help cover packing and mailing. And send it with your name and address to Sarah and Aggie in care of this radio station. Syrup Pepsin is spelled, remember, S-Y-R-U-P, Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. We heard some interesting news yesterday when Rocky told Jack Owens that the big boss, Mr. Ramsey, had sent him a message inviting Jack to spend the Christmas holidays at the Ramsey home. The Ramseys live in the city of Nome, not far from the small Alaska community where Jack is now recovering from his serious injuries. Today, he's been up out of bed for several hours. His faithful friend Rocky, stopping in for his daily visit, finds him in an unconvincingly cheerful mood.
Hi, Rocky. What have you been doing, buying up the town on behalf of Santa Claus?
Oh, no, just a few little things I thought you might like to see. First thing, though, I've got a letter for you.
A letter? From the States?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you better just keep it, Rocky. I don't seem to be very lucky with letters.
Well, this one's from somebody by the name of, it's a kind of a funny name. Witherspoon, looks like. Here you are, read it.
Witherspoon? From Aunt Willie.
Well, ought to be nice if it's from that little old lady down there.
Well, I suppose Aunt Willie is going to tell me the news about Marilyn. Try to cheer me up, too, no doubt. Well, sit down, Rocky. I'll read you what you have to say.
Now, you don't have to let me in on this.
You've been in on everything else. Might as well hear this, too. Now, let's see. Aunt Willie says...
Dear Jack, thank you for your letter. Thank you for the check you enclosed. I guess I don't have to tell you that one of the happiest moments of my life was the moment I received and read your letter. I'm not going to waste any time telling you that I'm proud of you and that I expect you to go right on the way you've started. The check went to the bank down here in Monticello in Marilyn's name. You know, I'd be interested to hear more about this work you're doing up in that outlandish place. I gather you're doing hard work every day in the open air, which is one of the best ways ever thought of for building both muscles and brains and courage. I see Marilyn several times a week, and hardly a day goes by that I don't catch sight of your little daughter. She's just about twice as healthy since she first came down here to Monticello to live. And from what I hear, she's a real little leader over at school. With Christmas coming on, don't you send your whole check down now. A little gift from Alaska would mean a lot more to both Marilyn and Kitty. Of course, you do just as you see fit. Well... we think we've been having some pretty fresh winter weather down here, but it's probably just a snowflake to a blizzard compared to what you Alaska polar bears have in the way of weather.
Well, it's a very nice letter.
Yes.
You'd think I'd been a problem of Aunt Willie since I was a pup. And actually, I only met her once. I talked to her only about an hour, at the most.
Say, listen, son.
Hmm?
Now, there ain't a word in that whole letter about your wife getting any divorce.
Yeah, I know there isn't.
Well, dog bite me if I can understand that. Why don't she say something about it?
I suppose there's an obvious reason for that, Rocky.
Well, whatever kind of reason it is, I don't get it.
Well, Aunt Willie is evidently trying to keep this news of the divorce from me for fear that if I know my cause is lost with Marilyn, I'll slip back into the old ways again.
You know, somehow I think something's wrong somewhere. Son, I've got an idea. Maybe there's some mistake about that letter your friend from Chicago wrote. Maybe your wife ain't going to get a divorce after all.
Oh, come on now, Rocky. Bud wouldn't write a letter all the way to Alaska telling me about it if it weren't true.
Well, the least you could do is write and ask that old lady there.
Now, let's not worry about it anymore, Rocky. Christmas is coming. It's no time for gloom. I've got to get packed anyhow. Dr. Vronsky is kicking me out tomorrow.
Well, I'll be glad to see you out of here, kid. Ramsey's calling for you himself in the big car. Did you know that?
Tomorrow, Jack Owens leaves the infirmary, and instead of going to the construction company cabin, he will go to the city of Nome to convalesce in the home of the big boss, Mr. Ramsey. Jack has apparently resigned himself quickly and bitterly to the thought of having lost Marilyn and his little daughter for good and all. Is he quickly slipping back into his old way of life again? The days just ahead, when he will be surrounded by attention, luxury, and pleasant company, will be critical ones in Jack's life. Down in Monticello, Marilyn Owens is just leaving Peter's machine shop after an important conference with the proprietor himself regarding a bicycle which she and her brother are going to give Kitty for Christmas. Clem has unofficially supervised the proceedings.
I'm so grateful to you, Mr. Peters, for arranging all this for us.
Why, don't you mention it, Marilyn. Don't you mention it. Nothing I like to do so well is to fool around with bicycles.
And the old master's done himself proud on this one, Marilyn.
Oh, I know. It's simply beautiful.
I really don't think anybody'd ever especially notice it was a second-hand bicycle.
Never. Never. Looks like it never saw the outside world. And, boy, what a horn. What a horn.
Oh, it'll be music to Kitty's ears. And now I'll run along. I mustn't keep you from your work, Mr. Peters.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Marilyn. I got nothing so rushing to do at all.
Well, just the same, I've taken up too much of your time already.
Oh.
So I'll say goodbye. And thank you again ever so much.
Why, you're more than welcome.
Allow me to open the door for you, my dear.
Thank you, Mr. Tuttle. Goodbye, and please tell Mrs. Tuttle hello for me. And Mrs. Peters,
oh,
too.
You bet we will.
Yes, pleasure, and so long. Watch your step on the ice now.
I will. Bye.
Well, I'm sure glad she liked the bike, Clem.
Tickled three shades of pink. And she ought to be. Wouldn't mind having this bike myself.
That's a girl's bike, Clem.
Well, I mean a replica and a boy's bike, naturally.
Oh, of course, of course. Clem, I suppose you read that line in the paper about the divorce hearing being put off.
Divorce hearing? Oh, Marilyn's divorce.
Uh-huh.
Yep, till after the holidays. Got a darn good idea.
You know, that's a heavy thought. Divorce in this glad Christmas season.
Eh, so it is. Mm. Let's drop it right here now. Speaking of Christmas, I don't know, Curly.
You don't know what, Clem?
I don't know just how far I'm getting with the old lady on this here radio set I've been hinting for.
Oh? Well, now you know that's a coincidence.
Because
neither have I with Mama.
Is that so?
Yeah, she don't seem to take to the idea at all.
She doesn't.
Says it don't sound very interesting. Just a lot of old radio tubes and watts and voltages and so on.
That's the trouble with the girls. I never yet heard of a wife that wanted to give her husband what he'd really like to have.
Mm.
It's always got to be something she wants him to have.
I know it, Clem.
What we should have done, to begin with, is ask for something we didn't want, and we might have got what we do want.
Well, I don't see how we could switch him round to radio sending sets, Clem. You know, that's even worse than boxing clubs.
And trapezes, yeah. Yeah. You'll remember, though, we never thought we could win the girls over to such articles last Christmas. And sure enough, we did.
Clem?
Yeah?
Clem, maybe we could try this.
Try what?
We could make one last try at telling the girls we want radio sending sets.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, Clem, all of a sudden, we could shift over and say, well, like you could say, you'd like a muffler and some new gloves. And,
yeah.
Well, I'd like a letter opener and some handkerchiefs.
Well, it's okay with me. Worth trial, anyway.
Then, maybe when we seem like we don't want them, maybe we'll get the radio set. Can't hurt any to try, that's sure.
Oh, I don't know about that. Suppose I got a purple muffler and you got a letter opener.
Clem,
huh?
Nothing risked, nothing won.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but it's your own fault now if you win the wrong things on Christmas morning.
We'll soon see how Clem and Curly's little scheme works out. It's to have far-reaching results in the future. And now I'd like just a word with you party liners, and then Laurie's mother has something to say about Christmas that every one of you will want to hear. You may hear and read a lot about laxatives these days, but the fact remains that many doctors and hospitals use liquid laxatives. Now, if you've ever been in a hospital, you know that the laxative you probably took was a liquid. That is the kind we recommend for you and your family always. There is one laxative that is made according to the original formula of a sensible, kindly family doctor, Dr. W.B. Caldwell of Monticello, Illinois. Because Dr. Caldwell was a family doctor, he knew exactly the kind of laxative a family should have. That is why he made syrupepsin into a delicious liquid, easy to measure for young and old, and as right for baby as it is for grandpa. Now, isn't syrupepsin the help that you want in that medicine cabinet of yours now during the coming holiday season? When inner workings are out of kilter, it's best to have Dr. Caldwell's syrupepsin combined with laxative center compound, ready and waiting to help. And now, the line is yours, Mrs. Elizabeth Ellis.
Party liners, there's something I think we all ought to think about these last few days before the holidays. While we plan a happy Christmas for ourselves and our own families, let's remember that all over America, there are children and old people, too, and many invalids in hospitals who may find Christmas a lonely time unless we remember them. If each of us remembered one child or one shut-in or one lonely old person, there would be a truly Merry Christmas in every heart in the whole country. A little inexpensive doll, a little red fire engine, a book, a basket of fruit, a box of candy, no matter how little it is. Shall we decide, each one of us now, to give at least one extra gift to some unfortunate person? I think it would make for much happiness all along the party line.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Ellis. Well, so long for today, party liners, and be sure to be with us tomorrow. Important things are going to happen for Marilyn and Jack Owens. Don't forget, see you tomorrow. Thank you.